More cauliflower, Eva?
No, thank you, Mrs. Reynolds.
Richard?
No, thanks. Some more for you, Maria?
No, thank you.
My mum's special recipe.
Oh. So, had a good day?
Yes, thank you.
Fine, thanks. You?
Oh, average.
Mm-hmm. Gravy, anyone?
I'm fine, thank you.
None for me, thank you.
Well, anything on the telly?
Oh, a fly-on-the-wall documentary about a family of 13.
I think I'll give that one a miss. Unless, of course, you want to see it, Eva.
No, thank you, Mr. Reynolds.
Is there anything you'd like to watch? Or are you going out tonight?
Oh, did you want me to?
No. No, not at all.
I'll go.
No, me.
Let me.
It's
go.
All right, I'm nearest.
No, really, Eva, I must insist. You're not at work now. Sit down and finish your meal.
I'll let me go.
It's all right. It's no problem.
It doesn't get any easier, does it?
I think it gets harder.
She hasn't been out once in a fortnight.
I know, believe me, I know.
I take it she hasn't said anything to you about moving out.
She hasn't said anything about anything. She's barely opened her mouth all day.
Oh, for the days of noisy students and not being able to get a word in edgeways in your own home.
Did you ever think you'd hear yourself say that?
Not in a million years. Any more from the mystery caller, by the way?
No, he hasn't rung today. I wish he would. Now, I'm sure I recognise his voice. I just can't place it.
Shh, she's coming.
Here's Mummy.
Oh, hi, darling.
Shall I put your plate in the oven to keep warm, Mrs. Reynolds?
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
It's okay. It's no trouble.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put the kettle on while I'm out here.
Okay. Maria, this cannot go on.
It can, you know. I can see it going on and on and on and on and on.
Is that straight?
I can't tell from this angle. Where's the spirit level?
Got it. We'll need to come up a bit your end. Steady. That's it. Oh, damn, I can't reach the pencil.
Allow me.
How kind. There, that should do it. Now, time for the fun bit.
Look, you sure you don't want me to do this?
It's just the top ones. I can reach all the rest. Stand clear.
All right. Ghastly noise. It reminds me of the dentist.
It's not the drilling that hurts. It's when they put in the raw plugs. Pass us that screwdriver.
You sounded just like Paul, then.
Did I? They do say that happens, that you start imitating the person you live with.
God, if I thought I sounded like Maria, I'd shoot myself.
It's like owners starting to resemble their pets.
Don't mention pets. Emily wants a kitten.
Then why not get her one?
The problem is she also wants a puppy, a snake, a budgerigar and a donkey.
You could start with a kitten and build out.
Yeah, we could start with a kitten and end up with Windsor Safari Park. Paul's going to be amazed when he sees these shelves.
You'll be even more relieved. I'll have nothing to nag him about. Oh, bugger. I've lost the spirit level again. Ah, there it is. I've never seen such a dinky little one before.
I bet you said that to all the boys.
Look out, I'm going to drill again.
Clear.
Right, that's all the ones I can do. Will you take over now, Dr. Reynolds?
Certainly, Dr. Harris.
Oh, this is very kind of you, Richard, lending me a drill and your time like this. I do appreciate it.
Actually, you've done me a favour, Ruby. It's just great to have an excuse to get out of the house for half an hour. Maria was so jealous, DIY not being her strong point. She's living in hope that someone will ring up with a crisis and give her an alibi to escape as well.
Ah, life with ever-present Eva, still one long party, eh?
Oh, I mean, if only she'd just relax a bit and stop calling us Mr. and Mrs. Reynolds. If only she'd let her hair down and behave like a human being once in a while. If only she'd just...
Move out and never come back?
Well, that would be the top choice, yes. Is this end high enough?
Perfect.
Pencil?
Check.
Okay, man, we're going in.
It's awkward, isn't it, having a paying guest?
Well, she's not actually paying. That's another bone of contention. And Maria and I are so gutless we haven't confronted her about it.
It must be costing you to keep her.
Yeah, you're telling me she has a bath every quarter of an hour. I suppose it makes up for her lack of social life. And we seem to be going through double the amount of loo rolls since she's been with us.
That's not something you can easily mention.
No, especially she could be completely blameless. I mean, after all, it could all be down to one of Emily's mysterious craft projects. Anyway, there is one good thing which might come out of this situation.
Yes?
It might force Maria and I to stop dithering and decide where to go on holiday.
Well, that would be a miracle.
Damn. I can't see where I put that other pencil mark now.
Oh, shall I bring the lamp over?
No, here it is. I've got it. Here it is. There you go. All done.
Well, let me hold the ladder steady for you.
That's all right. If you could just take hold of this for me.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
Ha-ha.
Hiya.
Hi.
What are you doing in here? Why are you in the kitchen slaving over a hot stove, preparing all manner of rare delicacies for your lord and master?
Let's see. Rare delicacies? Was that the recipe I tore out of the Asda magazine?
Wait a minute. There's something different in this room. Let me see. Not the curtains. Not the carpet. Books! Hanging on the wall!
Standing on bookshelves, I think you'll find.
Oh, bookshelves! Now, they have suddenly materialised in our front room. Ring the 40 times.
They suddenly materialised when Richard and I put them up.
You and Richard, top team. Save me a job next weekend.
Yeah, right.
How come this sudden burst of energy?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought, why waste any more time going on at you? Why not just get on and do it myself? And then I asked myself, do you want to unpack all your books and put them up on proper shelves and be able to sit in your living room and have the pleasure of looking at them, all neatly arranged in alphabetical order of author?
And how did you answer yourself?
I said yes. And then I asked myself, is it any big deal really how the shelves get put up, so long as they get there and they're how I want them?
And how did you respond to that?
No big deal at all, I told myself.
Well, now answer a question for me, please.
Yes.
Have you been smoking ganja all afternoon? You are dangerously close to being mellow. Not a condition I've ever associated with you.
Oh, I don't think I can be bothered to cook tonight. Fancy a takeaway?
Blimey.
Oh, does you good to get out and about now and then.
You're a bit breathless after that last goal.
Not. It's just fresh air doing me a world of good.
If you say so. Emily, stay where Mummy and Daddy can see you.
It is good to get out to the park together as a family doing family-type things.
It's even better to get away from Eva.
Oh, you're telling me. Maria, I think the time has come. We really have to ask her for some indication of what her plans are. I mean, it was only meant to be a temporary stopgap measure after all, and she's been here... How long? It must be at least 3 weeks now.
16 days.
What?
16 days.
It must be longer than that.
16 days. Count them.
Oh, it seems like 6 months. Emily!
Emily!
Put that stick down.
Now! I suppose we could drop a few hints.
What's the point of that? It's much better to be honest and direct.
As a general rule, yes, but when it's someone who's looking after your children, you don't want them to bear a grudge against you.
No, I hadn't thought of that.
Did you know Emily's really fed up with Eva being around all the time?
Is she?
Yes, she keeps asking me when Eva's going to go home. She even asked Eva herself a couple of times.
Has she? Good old piglet. What did Eva say?
Oh, she just smiled and made a joke of it.
We seem to be in a bit of a stalemate, don't we?
We certainly do. Oh, Richard, she's getting close to the duck pond.
It's all right, I'll go. It's all right. Emily! Not too close. Emily, it's muddy there, Emily. Emily. Oh, look at these trousers. They're absolutely ruined.
Nonsense. A trip to the dry cleaners, they'll be as good as new.
And I ripped my jacket when I fell.
Only the lining. Give it here and I'll sew the seam up.
I swear that duck laughed.
We all laughed, Richard. We couldn't help it.
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, she's here. She's hosing Emily down. Hang on a minute, I'll get her. Eva, phone. I'll come and take over with Emily.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Hello? Oh, hello. Yes, I know. I don't know. Because I haven't made up my mind yet. Well, of course I'll let you know. But when I know myself. Goodbye.
Is everything all right?
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Reynolds. I'll go back up and see Clement.
No, don't, Eva. It's Sunday. For heaven's sake, it's your day off.
It's all right. I'm not doing anything else.
That's the trouble.
So you can see why I'm in a bit of a pickle.
Yes, I can. Won't you have to let them know?
Well, the end of the week.
Oh, that's not long.
No, it isn't.
What does Ruby say about it all?
Oh, she's been brilliant. Hmm. She says she'll go along with whatever I decide, you know, says either way it's okay with her.
Well, that must be a relief, knowing she'll support you.
Yeah, especially as she might literally have to do that. My salary's bound to take a dip if I do go back to DJing.
Do you miss it?
Yeah, loads. And I've only recently realised that. I don't,
I know it's not like what you do, you know, writing and stuff. It's really creative. But it really used to feel good when I did it before.
Artistic endeavour takes many forms.
Even crayoning on freshly painted walls.
Yes, I didn't say it was acceptable. But if the spirit moved her... But we're not talking about Piglet, we're talking about you. If you do miss it so much, why not just go back? What's the dilemma?
Well, there are things I'd miss about producing.
Such as?
Money.
Anything else?
No, just the money. Well, no, it's not just that, but I don't really want to admit it.
Don't want to admit it to me or to yourself?
To anyone.
Oh, I see. Well, I certainly won't pressure you if you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, go on.
Tell me at once.
Well, it's the job security. Knowing what's required of you, knowing you can do it, and knowing you'll be there in 10 years' time, you know, all that sort of stuff.
And you don't really like admitting that you crave this security?
No, I don't.
Is it what you really, really want?
Maybe it's what I ought to want.
It ought and should are two of the most unuseful and overworked words in the language, if you ask me. I can't think of a single example where they achieve anything except to make people feel guilty and inadequate.
Yeah, but don't tell me you don't say to Emily, you should put your jumper on when it's cold, and you ought to be nice to your brother.
I don't, you know. I'd say she needs to put a jumper on if she feels cold, and I'd leave it to her to decide. And as for her relationship with Toby, she knows it's okay to feel jealous or cross sometimes, so long as she doesn't express it by trying to flush him down the toilet.
Oh, blimey, I'm impressed.
Oh, I get it massively wrong sometimes, especially when I'm tired. But I do try to respect my children.
How come my mum didn't do all this stuff?
Because I don't suppose her mum did it with her. As it was, I'm sure she did her best, just like Richard and I do, and just like you and Ruby will do when the time comes.
Yeah, well, the time won't come for a while yet. Not if I'm going back to presenting. It's too precarious. At least until you get yourself established. And I wouldn't want to have kids and never see them.
It sounds like you've made up your mind.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Go for it.
Well, thanks, Maria. Blimey, this isn't the first time you've sorted me out.
And I hope it won't be the last. Anyway, it's a two-way process. You've helped me too.
Have I? How?
Oh, just something you said. I need to talk to Richard. One thing, though, Paul, I really think you should talk it over with Ruby once more before you reach your final, final decision.
Well, I think she'll be cool. She's really laid back at the moment. I've never seen her so relaxed. It's really nice, if a bit unnerving.
Even so.
Oh, OK, yeah, if you really, really think so.
I do.
Fair enough, then. Mm. By the way.
Yes?
You said should.
Oh, bugger.
Evening all.
Hello, darling. I didn't hear you come in. Oh, I'm glad you're home early. I need to talk to you.
What's home early?
What?
Look at that. 5:55 on the dot.
Oh, I had no idea it was so late. Why on earth hasn't Emily come up?
I think Eva headed her off at the pass. I overheard a bit of an altercation as I came up the stairs.
What sort of altercation?
Something along the lines of she shouldn't bother Mummy when she spent half the night in Mummy's bed and Mummy didn't get enough sleep. I presume these were your orders?
Does any of that sound like me?
Come to think of it, no, it doesn't. Anyway, what did you want to talk about?
Never mind that now. I need to see my Piglet.
Right.
And they said, yeah, they understood. And as soon as there's a vacancy, they'll let me back on air. Now, the contracts are up for renewal in a couple of months, and I know for a fact Chris Sanderson isn't happy. So I reckon he'll be off, and I'm in with a chance.
Good for you.
Yeah, ta. The thing is, I just wanted to check with you, finally, finally, before I say definitely yes.
But I thought you definitely had said yes.
Well, yeah, I had, but I could always tell him I'd changed my mind.
But wouldn't that make you look like a complete tosser?
Well, yeah, but they're used to that.
That would be like the old you back again, in fact.
Yeah, right. So, do you want me to tell him I've changed my mind?
Of course not.
Are you sure?
Cross my heart and lift and separate.
Oh, brilliant. I don't know what's got into you lately. You seem really... happy.
I am happy. I'm happy about your job and I'm happy about... I'm just happy.
Well, so long as you're all right.
I'm hunky-dory.
Oh, good. I'm really grateful, Rue. You've been brilliant about all this. You don't know what it means to me.
Come on, let's celebrate. You're back doing what you want to do.
Good idea. Shall we go out to eat or shall I get us a bottle of bubbly?
Oh, I don't want anything to drink. There's beer in the fridge. Why don't you get that out and I'll have some power juice and we'll toast each other.
Oh, okay. And after that, can we go out and celebrate?
Of course we can. There's that nice Italian place in the high street. The last time we went there, the food was great. Lovely salads.
Yeah, lovely.
new shorty in the bath.
Where else would she be? Where else does she ever go except to the bathroom for yet another long, lingering soak?
Well, I haven't heard the water running.
Mrs. Reynolds.
Oh! Oh. Oh.
Are you all right, Mr. Reynolds?
Sorry, yes, I'm. You just made me jump, that's all. I didn't hear you coming.
Is it all right if I use the hairdryer, Mrs.
Reynolds? Yes, of course. You don't really need to ask, you know. Oh,
thank you. You don't mind if I have a bath, do you?
No, no. Go right ahead.
Thanks.
Oh.
Thank goodness for that. I've been trying to talk to you on your own for 2 days. It's turning into a joke.
Well, far away. You won't get a better chance than this.
It's about Eva.
Oh, I thought it might be.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Leave it, leave it.
All right.
Hello? Oh, hello.
It's the mystery caller.
Oh, it's driving me mad that I can't remember who it is. I know that voice.
No, I know I said that. But I have, if you just let me say something instead of barging in as usual. You do? I never said that. And I know all that. Do you want to hear what I've decided? I've decided yes. What do you mean about time? I thought you'd be pleased. All right. Yes, yes, yes. Don't keep on. I know you're glad. It's a shame you didn't say so at the outset. Oh, all right. I said I'm sorry. I'm sure I did. Oh, well, I'm saying it now, then. I'm sorry, Dave.
Dave!
Happy now? Good. Yes, I will. I said I'll be there for the 23rd. I know. Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. Bye, then. Bye.
I knew that voice.
Could be a different Dave.
Nonsense, that accent is unmistakable. Yes. It was only because I heard it out of context that I didn't immediately twig. Dave! Ooh, well, well, well.
It does explain a lot, doesn't it? I mean, Paul and Ruby said they never saw anything of him the last few weeks he was with them.
And of course you never go out if your boyfriend's in Manchester. Richard, did she mention the 23rd?
I wasn't listening.
But you couldn't help overhearing.
I thought it was the 21st.
No, I'm willing to bet my bottom dollar it was the 23rd, because I'm 99% certain that that's when Dave's gig is booked for.
Oh, steady, don't get carried away with yourself.
Oh, it's far too late for that, I'm off and running. Oh. Did that or did that not sound to you like she was saying she will be there in time for his gig?
I have to admit that it did.
And does that or does that not mean that she will have to hand in her notice?
Oh, I suppose it does, yes.
And are you or are you not about to leap about in wild joy at the prospect of having our home to ourselves again?
Maria, you have known me a long time. You know me better than any other human being. We have broken bread together. We have shared good times and bad. You are the mother of my children. You know that I am a cautious man. But damn it, I'm going to go so far as a modest jig. You don't think we're jumping the gun?
How can we be? Now, the important thing is to look surprised and regretful when she hands in her notice. We don't want to give the game away. After all, she's not so terrible, really.
No.
She can't help being 22 with almost no personality.
Has she said anything yet?
Not a word. But her bedroom door was open when I went past, and I noticed her suitcase was out.
Oh, I still can't believe, her and Dave.
I know. It's like the pregnant chair syndrome. That spare bedroom of ours is more effective than a dating agent.
It is. First Paul and Ruby, now Dave and Eva. Two whole couples. It's a matchmaking frenzy.
Shh, just come in.
I'm glad I caught you together, Mrs. Reynolds, mm-hmm. Mr. Reynolds. There was something that I wanted to speak to you about.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I know it's awfully short notice, but...
Yes.
Well, I was wondering...
Yes?
If I could have a week off.
What?
Or if that's too long, I could just do a long weekend.
No, a week would be fine.
Yes, yes, of course. Take as long as you like, Eva.
Oh. Oh, thanks ever so much. I really appreciate it, Miss Reynolds. Mr. Reynolds.
A week.
I withdraw my jig.
There, look on the bright side. A whole week. Oh, it's nice to be on our own. Sometimes just you and me and no nanny. Oh, hold on a minute, Toby Jug. I'll just see who's at the door. Ruby!
Maria, can I come in?
Of course. Ruby, whatever's wrong?
I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Are you quite sure you're not pregnant?
Yes.
Did Paul know you thought you were?
No, no one did. It was my special secret. I was hugging it to myself.
Oh, Ruby, I'm so sorry. I had a false alarm between Emily and Toby, and nothing anyone said did any good or made the disappointment go away.
I feel so stupid.
Oh, why?
Well, I was kidding myself, wasn't I? It was all a delusion.
Now, Paul said he noticed a change in you.
Did he? Well, yes. I felt it in myself. I had all the symptoms.
Oh.
I even had the nesting instinct kick in. Well, that's what the shelves were all about. The only symptom my body didn't manufacture was morning sickness. And was I smug about that?
Oh, Ruby, you poor sausage. Maybe next time it'll be the real thing.
It won't be a next time. Well, at least not for a while. You know the situation with Paul and his job. Well, it's one thing to accidentally fall pregnant at the worst possible time and make the best of it. It's quite another to deliberately set about it in the teeth of your partner's wishes.
Oh, Ruby, you've got to talk to Paul about this.
No. I've made the decision.
Oh, bother.
I must go now.
No, Ruby, wait. Hello?
Hello?
Eva, Ruby!
Hello? Hello, Mrs. Reynolds?
Yes, I'm here, Eva. Sorry about that.
Mrs. Reynolds, I'm very sorry, but I'm afraid I'm leaving.
What?
I've decided to stay with my friend. I feel really bad about leaving you in the lurch like this, and of course I'll come back to work out my notice, but I felt it only right to let you know straight away so you can be looking round, you know, for a replacement.
Oh, don't worry. That won't be necessary. It's very kind of you, Eva, but if you just let me have your address, I'll send things on to you.
But who's going to look after the children?
Oh, don't worry. We'll work something out. I hope everything goes well for you. And Dave.
But how did...
Bye. Richard, it's me. Reschedule that jig.
Rube, you know that little bedroom off the stairs?
Yeah.
I was wondering, would you mind if I used it, like, as a study? Or I could put some ideas together in there, keep all the tapes in one place, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You sure you don't mind?
Why on earth should I mind?
Well, I know you had your eye on that room. Said you thought it would make a good nursery.
Oh, that... No, I don't mind, have it.
Thanks. You all right?
Of course.
You sure? You don't seem so happy.
I'm fine. Absolutely fine. Don't worry, Paul. Everything's perfectly all right.
I love you, Ruby.
Isn't it blissful?
Paradise.
Oh, the whole house to ourselves again. Just you, me, and them. We can do what we like now. I can wander around in the nude if I feel like it.
Even the Garden of Eden had its drawbacks.
I suppose we'd better have the talk.
Oh, no, not now, Richard. I told you I can't be bothered thinking about holidays at the moment.
No, not the holiday talk. The childcare talk.
Oh.
You start.
Well, you can insist. To be perfectly honest, I don't want any more childcare.
I see.
This whole experience with Eva has really opened my eyes. I wasn't comfortable with it from day one. I really must learn to trust my instincts.
I thought you already did.
No, I just tell everyone else to. Paul said something that really struck home.
Paul did?
He said, what's the point of having kids and never seeing them? And that started me thinking. You can have it all, but not necessarily all at the same time. And once this blasted book, which I bitterly regret ever agreeing to, is over and done with, then I shan't accept any more commissions until they're both at school. Heaven knows, that'll come soon enough.
Well said.
I definitely don't want another nanny. Do you know what I do want?
A banana?
No, a cleaner. Someone who'll come in once a week and put the hoover around and wipe a mop across the kitchen floor. If it's clean once a week, I won't get so het up about it being a building site the rest of the time. And I want my Emily back. The lively, cheeky little brat that used to live here before Eva moved in.
She'll be back, don't worry.
Should we go and tell her the good news now? No more nannies, just plain old mummy in future.
No, just let her stay at Amelia's a little bit longer, because there's something I'd like to contribute to this discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seeing as you want a cleaner, may I apply?
What?
Or are you already suited?
I don't understand, Richard. What are you saying?
Well, it's like this. There's a woman at work on maternity leave at the moment, and she's due to come back in about a month. She's keen to job share, and the management have agreed if she can find someone willing to do it with her.
And are you?
Yes.
Richard, that would be wonderful.
I mean, there are a couple of snags, obviously. 40% cut in salary, not being the least.
But we wouldn't have to pay a nanny.
Or a cleaner.
No, that's right up. But we could manage, couldn't we?
Well, just about, I think. I mean, there'd be precious little in the way of extras, but we wouldn't actually be forced to take in washing.
And if we were desperate, we could always advertise for lodgers again.
I hope that was a joke.
Well, of course it was. Do you think I'm barking mad?
Well, I do, yes. But I still love you.
I love you too. I forget what a peach you are sometimes.
Every home should have me.
So long as I get to keep the original. Oh, Richard, we are lucky. We've got each other, two beautiful children, a roof over our head.
Oh, that reminds me, the bloody thing's leaking again.
And when you think of poor Ruby not able to have children.
Oh, Ruby can't have children?
Oh, no, I don't mean she can't. It's just that she can't yet.
But she'd like to.
Oh, yes, she'd definitely like to.
Oh. Well, I'm sure it'll happen when the time is right. In the meantime, she can always borrow ours. Shall we go and get Piglet then?
Yes, let's.
I don't know how she'll take to having me about the place more often.
Oh, she'll love it.
Oh, I hope so. And if she doesn't, well, we'll just threaten to get Eva back.
I hope that was a joke. You know I don't approve of threatening children.
Really, I find it very effective myself. In my last situation, I used to employ bribery, coercion and brute force.
Then I'm sure we'll get along just fine. So long as you remember to call me Lady Reynolds and always use the tradesman's entrance.
Very good, mum.
Have you got the car keys or have I?
You have. No, me.
Come on, then. Come on, Ted, let's go.
Bria, I've just thought.
What?
Having no money means we can't possibly go on holiday.
Well, thank God for that. Let's chuck out all those brochures as soon as we get home.
No, don't you mean let's recycle all those brochures?
Oh, great.